should we introduce ourselves?
Chloe.
All right, Sophie, okay. Would you like to introduce yourself first?
You just introduce me, so.
Maybe. Yeah, just say your name.
Why? Okay. Sophie.
Well, Chloe.
All right. Let's pretend that didn't happen. So, yeah. This week, we are going to be reviewing the film, the horror film, drum roll please, Us. So, what we're gonna be giving our opinions on the cast, like the action scenes, like the horror rating, like how scary it was, the storyline, the script, like the overall rating, and then a theory, so what we think happened at the end, because it were a little confusing. So, let's just start this.
Spoilers,
off.
By the way.
Yeah, at the end. I'll tell you when the spoilers are. So, to start this off, yeah. Chloe, what are your opinions on the cast?
They're really good. Like, the actors are very good as well. They, like, portray how upset, like, the others are feeling, like, the people.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, overall, I really enjoyed the cast, and I loved how the talented actors portrayed their characters and showed their characters' feelings and emotions. Sophie, what's your opinions?
Well, I think the person that played Zora, the girl, not the little one, like the teen one from the present, and she played the shadow, like the creepiness of it, it was very creepy. Yeah. Yeah. I think they played the shadow family like really well.
And the mum as well.
Pluto, that little boy, he did good pretending to be a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so action scenes, like what we think of the action scenes. So, in my opinion, I think all the action scenes were very intense, and they kept you entertained and on the edge of your seat. Like, there were a bit, and like, I can't remember how to what happened, but it was like very like you didn't know what was going to happen, so you were just basically guessing. But if you watch it, I bet that you'll get I bet you'll guess it wrong because it's so unexpected. What's your opinion on the action?
Well, I think it was one of them movies where you're a bit confused at all. So, like, when the big action scenes happen, it's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden, the big secret gets revealed. And it's, like, just one of them movies where you don't know half of it. And then all of a sudden, it gets revealed within seconds.
Yeah, it is, to be honest.
And then it all kind of... It's like a big jigsaw puzzle, and it all fits in at the end.
It all pieces up together. Yes. It matches up. All right, Chloe, what's your opinion on the actions?
The action scenes were, like, really, really tense. Like, you didn't know what was going to happen. Like, you were really scared and stuff like that. Yeah, that's about it. You guys said everything that I was going to say, so.
Yeah. Sophie, what's your, like, opinion on, like, how, like, on the horror side? What's your opinion on that?
Well, if you like horror films, definitely go watch that. I can tell you that right now. I think if I had to rate it out of 10, it's definitely like a 9. It was very... It wasn't so much scary, it was mainly like spooky. You know, like it wasn't going to leave you scared for days about it. But it was scary in the moment as you watched it.
So, Chloe, your opinions?
I think it was really good. Like, it was the perfect amount of scary, to be honest, because it weren't that scary, like Surf said, but it weren't not scary, do you know what I mean? If I were to rate, I'd probably rate it like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, the film is the film is scary. I definitely recommend it to all you horror movie lovers. So overall, for the horror rating, on the horror side, I'd probably rate it like an 8 out of 10 because it wasn't too scary, but it wasn't scary enough. Well,
God,
it wasn't too scary.
Say the highest scary count thing. You both said 8 and then there's me over here with 9.
I know. It's a bit All right, Chloe, opinions on like the storyline. Like, was it easy to follow? Stuff like that?
I mean, it wasn't the easiest to follow. I feel like you kind of have to pay attention to what the film is going on about, because if you don't, like, you could probably not pay attention for a bit, but you get a bit lost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, like, overall, so the plot, it were a bit confusing at some points, but at some other points, it was, like, it was really easy and it made a lot of sense. Like, there were a bit, we'll talk about this in the theory bit, but, like, it's really confusing. But, like, at the other points where, like, you understand why the shadows are doing it, that makes sense. And the whole idea, like, the whole idea of the film was a good idea, and I think the director did an amazing job on the film.
Yeah, definitely.
Sophie?
It's really creative as well.
I think it's one of the movies that if you, like, you need to put all your concentration on it. So if you don't concentrate for a couple of minutes with, like, what's happening, you're completely, like, lost. It's, like, you can't do other things while you're watching it. You need to have your full attention on it, I think.
Yeah, like, you have to be able to
follow it.
Yeah, you have to have a good attention span as well. All right, yeah. So my opinions on the script is, where is it? So now there were a lot of good and funny lines, but some lines, they didn't really need to be there. So, like, there's a line, and it was like, it didn't make that much sense. And I feel like they just said it so they'd get more words in. It didn't, I don't know how to say it. It didn't serve a purpose. So overall,
there was no need.
Yeah, there's no need for it. It wasn't funny. It wasn't mind-blowing. So I'd give the dialogue probably a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling generous. Sophie, your opinions on the script?
Well, I can tell you that it was quite an emotional roller coaster throughout it, because they did very well at, like, portraying the, you know, revenge side of it, but then they also added in the, like, little bits of emotional bits, like, emotional a little bit. But I think they did, like, a good job on how they meant to say the lines, because the shadow people said it, like, a lot differently compared to how the normal people would.
Yeah, the
We've
shadow
lost
people.
Chloe.
I know, that's why we need to keep this going, so she can give her opinion. Yeah, like, they said it like you wasn't expecting them to sound like that. Like, they did an amazing job. Like, well, it wasn't really that hard to do what they did, but I feel like they did a good job at showing that they didn't know how to talk and that they haven't had
The proper need.
Yeah, they had the proper, like, education because they've been like kept away. Yeah.
They're like in a whole different world, haven't they? Like, there's no things that... It's like when you load into a game and nothing's actually loaded in for you yet.
Yeah, so, it's all just grey. That's a good way of putting it, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that. Like, we've all had proper education, so we know how to... Well, some of us have had proper education, so we know how to word things, but, like, they just grow and they just go, oh... Except from... The
mum, she had a very massive
eye. Yeah, the shadows are, if she were like, dead. Yeah, it was like that, and she did a good job at doing that, to be honest, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chloe's opinion is, she said that it was her favourite... Oh? Mm-hmm. She said that the script was very... How was she worded this?
She said that I said my favourite word in the script was run, and that was probably the most popular word throughout the whole movie.
Like, I didn't think of how she worded it then. Yeah, they did say run quite a lot of times. Like, if you had a word count, it would be a good, like, 15 times.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. If you're gonna watch this, then just, like, skip past it. Like, when the shadow mum just goes, run. and then she starts sprinting, and she's just walking you, and you're like, she's never gonna catch up to her. And then she just cracks a few knuckles, and then she runs really fast, and she appears in front of him, and you're like, what? How?
Like, where'd she come from?
Yeah, like, and then when she killed that guy.
She was on, like, she was on top of the car, wasn't she? And then you expected her to quickly, like, run off after the normal girl, but then she stayed behind just to kill the witness of it all.
Exactly. Like, there was no need for that.
I think it was, like, when they were in that other person's house as well. I can't remember what they're called. Like, the other family, their little vacation house. Yeah. And she walks in to go get the keys, and then she sees her, and she's just like, shit. Like, what do I do?
If she's back, we've got her back. So,
you're welcome back.
We've said your part. Is there anything else you'd like to say on it?
On the storyline?
Did you say my favourite word?
Yeah, run.
Yeah, run.
That was, like, the most popular word. I think that was the only word that I could remember, because it was said
the
in, like,
word they knew.
It was said in every single scene, at least once.
Yeah. Before you joined, we were just talking about that other family.
The shadow.
I think the twins. The woman with twins.
Yeah. And she gets stabbed in the neck, and she's still alive.
Oh, right. Yeah. Them twins were really scary.
Yeah, I think the twins were alright when they were, like, the normal twins, but then the shadow twins were very scary. It's like in the horror, like, the old horror movies, where there's that girl that comes out of the bath in red. It's like, just, creepy.
Are we on about Ring here?
The
Ring. No, but, like, they got killed off, like, really, like, all the other shadows, they were, like, really strong, and they only took a few hits to the head.
I mean, I never knew that you could kill someone with a golf bat.
How did you not know that?
Yeah, but
I didn't think.
The son saw the mum kill. I don't even know the names.
He wasn't bothered when the sister killed someone right in front of him, but then as soon as he saw the mum kill someone, it was like, whoa.
Exactly. He was like, if you saw your sister killing someone to protect you, you'd be like, wow, yeah, thanks. But if you saw your mum killing somebody, I'm pretty sure you'd be a bit, you know, like, a bit...
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, because the twins were there for about a whole of 30 seconds, maybe. You see them there, and then all of a sudden, they're dead. I think the whole movie, they have about a minute, maybe 2 minutes.
I think it's going to lead on onto another movie, though, because...
There isn't going to be another movie. We've already discussed this, guys.
Eventually, they probably will.
No, there's not. I googled it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do you think we've finished on talking about the script and, like, the scenes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So, should we move straight on to our overall rating? So, Sophie, what, like, your opinions on the film, and what would you rate it?
Well, I think it was a very...
Hang on. The spoiler alert's over.
Well,
I don't know why I felt the need to say that, but yeah, what are your opinions on it?
I think it was a good movie. Yeah, if you're a horror fan, then definitely go watch that. I think I'd give it maybe an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree. Overall, I'd rate this film an 8.5 out of 10, like you, Sophie, because of the action scenes. They were, like, some of the best action scenes I've seen in a while, and I've just rewatched all the Marvel films. And it was actually a really good movie, to be fair. Like, to say that they filmed it during in a pandemic, and, like, it's only, like, an hour and 50 minutes long, and most films are, like, longer than that. Yeah, I'd say they did a good job.
I think it was good, apart from the fact that when there wasn't any action, it was just kind of boring. Like, there was nothing going on.
But I feel like that also built the tension a bit more as well, which made it more exciting.
Yeah, I'd recommend this film to anyone. Chloe, what are your opinions 21. On it?
I'd probably give it, like, an 8 out of 10. Just, yeah.
Why is that?
And just because it's just a good film at the end of the day, innit? I don't really know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. So, this is the part where, spoilers alert, we're going to be talking about scenes from the films, what we think happened at the end. So, if you are going to watch this film at home, then I hope you've enjoyed. But if you're not, then you can listen to our theories on it. So, I'll go first on the theory, so. So, at the end of the movie, it was a little hard to understand. But from my understanding, I think that the mother's shadow slept with her when she was a child and pretended to be her life. And the real mother, like the human one, is fighting for her life back, but she gets killed at the end of the movie. And we see the evil, like the shadow mum going away with the son, but not the evil son, because Pluto, he had a massive burn on his face and that boy didn't. So that's my theory. Your guys' theory?
I think, Chloe, you go.
I think something to do with the mum, like, because her and the son knew something that the others didn't know at the end, I think. So I think the son's going to be like, I don't know. I think the mum did something and the son knows what she's done.
Yeah, because she smiled at him at the end and he just looked mortified.
Yeah, he looked scared near the end, like proper scared, ever since the mum killed that person. I think it's something to do with that.
Yeah,
because I think if my mum killed somebody, I'd be traumatised as well. And then if she looked at me dead in the eyes and smiled at me, then, yeah, I'd be pretty scared.
Yeah.
I think that, like, when you see the bit where she, like, the shadow kidnapped the normal girl back when she was a kid, I think that the shadow ended up living the life that she wanted as, like, a normal person. And I think that's why the shadow mum knew how to talk a bit, because the others, they didn't talk at all because they didn't know how to talk. But I think because the shadow mum knew how to talk, so I think that they got switched out and the shadow mum's trying to fight for the life that she should have.
Oh my God. Yeah. And oh my God, that makes so much sense, because where the shadows were kept under the ground, like, they couldn't speak. So if she was to say something, they'd all probably go and kill her. So she probably hasn't spoke for, like...
why her voice is so, like...
Yeah, that's why she probably hasn't spoke for, like, 35 years. And she's just said a few words. And, yeah. And then in the shadow, she's been speaking her whole life.
Yeah.
Well, ever since she was, like, little.
Because I think that's why the normal mum didn't hesitate in killing anyone. And how she was so, like, straightforward with all the shadows and stuff, because for that first, like, couple of years of her life, she knew how to deal with them. You know, like, when she went to go check to see if, like, the other shadow was alive, when they were in the car near the end.
Yeah.
No, not near the end. Yeah, when Pluto dies, and then she didn't hesitate to get out of the car or anything. She just fully got out because she was, like, experienced and she didn't want anyone to find out anything.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
That actually does make a lot of sense, because, like, she wasn't, like, she didn't, you know, like, shake or anything. She just got foot out of that car and walked straight over to him. I was like, what's she doing? Isn't Pluto going to set her on fire?
Yeah. I think that the boy definitely knows something about it. Like, he knows
Definitely
not right with his mum.
Yeah, but, we haven't talked, why did all the shadows do that? Why did they escape? Like, why did they leave the little bunker?
How did they escape?
No, there were an exit, but why did they escape? Just to form a line across America.
I was just about to say,
right at the end, there was, like, a massive line of red people in red suits.
Yeah, they all form a line across America. It might be to make a statement, but don't count me. Like, don't back me up on that.
Yeah. You think that they picked the colour red because they like blood? Because they liked killing people, which meant a lot of blood. And that might have been why.
Well, colour red is a symbol of blood and
pain and suffering.
Yeah.
As my English teacher taught me. But it might be to show that they could only eat raw food as well. They could only eat, like, they had to kill the animals and then they had to eat them there and then. Like, it had to be raw and bloody.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so should we talk about our favourite scenes?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What was your favourite scene? You've got five minutes.
My favourite scene was probably the scene when they got in the car and they were setting off from the house, and then the daughter ran that
her shadow.
Her shadow over, and her shadow was like on the car and stuff. That was probably my favourite scene.
Why was it your favourite scene?
Probably just because that was when the action started. After that scene, the action was.
See, I wasn't really paying attention in that scene. I sort of zoned off because I was getting, you know, like a bit bored. But then when I heard, like, all the loud noises made me intrigued. I sound like a four-year-old. All the loud noises made me intrigued. But my favourite scene is probably Pluto's death. Because Pluto... Hello, welcome back. Pluto, we're talking about our favourite scenes. Pluto and the little boy, they were still connected. So Pluto had to do whatever the little boy did. So the little boy, he thought really smart.
Oh, that was a really good scene.
He thought quickly. And there were a massive fire going on behind Pluto. So he stuck his arms out and walked back. And then Pluto just completely, he just died.
In the fire.
And that's what made me like the little boy the favourite. Like,
but then the little boy got taken. That bit was tense.
Yeah, it was he was definitely my favourite character because, like, he's young, so he's smart and he's young, so he's fast and he can fit into small spaces. But he's also really smart for his age to say, like, he's only, what, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sophie, your favourite scene? Give us your input.
I think it was when the shadow people arrived at that other family's house. And they were like, oh, Ophelia, call the police. And then it started playing, like, that song.
I got that. Oh, yeah. The police coming straight from the underground.
I found that quite amazing. Yeah.
And also...
I got five on it. And when the other family arrived, the main family, when they arrived at the other family's house.
Oh, and then they were all stood at the door,
It was at the boat. At the boat when the father tried to shoot like the shadow of the other family's father, and it was the flare gun that he forgot to bring. And I don't know, I just found it quite funny when he shot the flare gun at him thinking it was an actual bullet, but it wasn't.
He knew that it wasn't a flare gun. It's because earlier on in the film he said, I got a new boat, and then the rich guy said, you got any flares? And he went, no flares. And he started laughing, saying, why do you have no flares? And then it's pretty ironic to say, like the shadow guy got killed by flares, and the guy, he started laughing, and it was one of the comedical scenes, if you say so.
And also the bit where the father's shadow, because he obviously couldn't speak properly, and when he just made them noises, it just made me laugh. I don't know why, I just found it quite amusing.
When he got his glasses as well, because he wouldn't have been able to see before that.
But I think it was quite cute because you could tell that he might not have seen, like he'd still be able to see, just not as well as he should be able to. And then when he put the glasses on, he was like amazed for the first time.
Yeah, like it was cool. Because like blind people with glasses, they can see, but like not very well. So it's probably one of the first times that he's actually been able to see, like.
Yeah, and I can tell you something right now. When I wake up and I can't see anything, and then I put my glasses on, it's like, oh, I can see properly now.
So do you like
it? It's a good feeling, so.
It's a good feeling when you were...
When I can see properly, yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's a very good movie. I did really like it.
So, Should we talk about what we're going to do next podcast?
Yeah, sure.
For 5 more minutes. All right. So, we've got a list of films that we need to watch, but you guys can also leave us suggestions our Instagram DMs or in our comment section on TikTok. TikTok is film.weekly.podcast, and it's the same for our Instagram. So if you want to give us a follow on there, and it's in the description of our podcast, and we'll put it in the description of this one. So
as you can tell by the title, we don't take series. Obviously, we don't watch like episodes of things.
Yeah, like series is just.
I mean,
films.
If they really wanted to see a series and it wasn't that long, yeah. we could do a series. If you've got like a
WandaVision,
series, yeah, like if you've got a
like
series
short,
that's
like
10 episodes long, and we can watch them in one day, then. We'll try do that.
We also watch We're the Millers, so if you were going to suggest that, I wouldn't. Although I'll happily watch it again, but, you know.
Yeah. So, we can watch any films, like, because, oh God.
Like Marvel or, like...
Yeah, Marvel.
Disney
like,
films.
Any genres. Why
did you say it like that? Genre.
Yeah, we've got a list of them. I'll read that out to you. So it's a if you'd like these films, then just put it in like the comments, and we'll bump it up further in the list. We've got Venom, Fantastic Four, like the first one, Fantastic Four: The Rise of Silver Surfer, and then Fantastic Four, the one from 2015, and then
the
Lucy.
Fantastic Fours.
Yeah, Lucy, the one like Scarlett Johansson, a horror film called Wreck. A horror film called Hannibal Rising, which I think is about Hannibal Lecter. A horror film called Benny Loves You. And then quite a long film, so we would be able to like talk a lot about this. Suicide Squad.
yeah, I want to watch that.
Because there is a second one coming out this year, so we can go see that.
Oh, there's a second Venom as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's so many films that we're going to be able to do podcasts on. And
we've watched A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place 2, if you want us to do a podcast.
Oh,
on
yeah,
that,
they were good. They were good.
Yeah, they were good.
I'm going to say something.
I'm also excited for the new Spider-Man coming out in December.
Yeah, we all are.
We need Clint to have his own movie.
His own series.
Oh,
is it? Oh my god,
yeah.
That's exciting!
And it's with his daughter. No, not his daughter.
Oh,
Kate
yeah.
Bishop. I don't know. I've read about her in the comics, but we're completely off topic now. If you want us to watch any films, tell us. We'll add it to a list. We'll watch it. We'll do a review on it, and then Oh, I know what I was gonna say now. So this is our first podcast. So sorry. Sorry if it's been like a bit unorganized. We haven't really had time to put it together. We just thought we'd get some out.
We can always share the bloopers if need be.
Yeah,
we've got
a lot of bloopers. But next time we'll be a lot more organized, and I don't know how to say this. We'll know what to say, and we'll go into more detail about it. So, we do have social medias, so we'll all just say our social medias. Who wants to go first? You know, like your TikTok and Instagram.
Chloe. Chloe. You.
All right, I'll go first then. My Instagram is WRob, like capital W. We'll leave it in the description of this. We've all got social medias, but like our one altogether is our TikTok and Instagram, which
you've already said
like,
that.
Yeah, I know I am. we're just trying to get these last 15 seconds in.
But yeah, let us know in the comments down below.
There isn't. Oh, it's not even
yeah,
well,
on TikTok, we've got trailers and bloopers and funny bits in TikTok.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening. Goodbye, guys.